Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and it's such a joy to be with you today. And I pray that you're getting up and getting ready to go to the house of the Lord. Don't make excuses for not going to church. You just get yourself on in church and be faithful to hear God's word. You need to hear God's word. You need to go to Sunday school. You need the fellowship. And I pray today that you won't let anything hinder you from hearing God's word. Today, I want to read out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. It says, "Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him." You know, God knows what you need. God knows where you're located. God knows exactly, even the hairs on your head, he has them numbered. God knows everything about you. God wants to bless you. God wants to take care of you. And there's no need, there's no mountain too high, there's no valley too low that God's hand can't reach and touch you and send in that which you need. I think so many times of the many, many miracles that God has worked to keep Trucking for Jesus on the air, to keep Trucking for Jesus going across this country. And for all the years that he kept us on the road as we took our mobile chapel from truck stop to truck stop. When we first started out Trucking for Jesus, we had a little gas rig. And it was a pretty hard way to go. But we asked God one day, we was at a truck stop in Bakersfield, California. It was across the street from the Kenworth dealership. And my husband at that time, this was a long time ago, he saw a beautiful 62 Kenworth tractor. And he said, "Blonnie," he said, "I'd like to have one just like that for the ministry. We need something better." And he went across the street, and we laid hands on that truck and asked God to send us one just like it. And he looked at it, and he said, "Oh, wait a minute." He said, "When you pray, pray that God will send us a Cummins engine instead of the engine that's in this one." He didn't like the particular engine that was in that truck. So we prayed and asked God to send us a truck just like it with a Cummins engine in it. And about that time, one of the salesmen walked up to us and said, "Can I help you?" And my husband said, "Well, no, sir. We just come to pray us down a truck just like this." And that salesman looked at my husband and he said, "Mister, you can pray down a lot of things, but you'll not ever pray down one of these trucks." And he told us what they were selling for then. Of course, it was way out of our price range any way of which we would look. But my husband told him, he said, "Listen, if God wants me to have it and God knows that I need it, God will send me one. And you just know that God is faithful and he'll send what we need to carry on the ministry." And we left there and we went on up through Northern California and come on back down. And this truck driver came up to us. His name was Lawrence Jetty. He was from Whittier, California. And he said, "You know, I've been praying and I got a question to ask you and your wife." He said, "If I buy you a truck, would you accept it in the name of Jesus?" Well, when we picked ourselves up off the floor, we said, "Yes, we'd love to have another truck. We need a truck that's better than the one we have." And we said, "Thank you." He said, "Well, I'm going to get it ready. When it gets ready, I'm going to send for you and you can get that truck." Well, he worked on that truck and he got it ready for us. And they called us out to come get the truck. And when we came up the driveway of Mr. Jetty's house, sitting at the top of the hill, was a truck identical to the one that we had prayed for that day in Bakersfield, California. Same color, same paint scheme, exact same model, same year, only ours had the type of engine in it that my husband had asked for. God sent in what we asked. God knew the need that we had for the ministry. God sent it in, and they gave it to us free and clear. And you know what? We drove that truck on the road for 21 years. God kept her going for 21 years. We still got her. She's in the garage. We just go out and look at her. Be blessed. Let me tell you, God will send in what you need when you need it. Call on him. He knows what you need. For even before you ask, God knows the desires of your heart, and God wants to bless you. Father, I pray for this congregation today. If there be a man or woman under the sound of my voice that don't know you as Savior, I pray that they'll come into the fold, that they'll ask you to forgive them of their sins and receive you as their Savior. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember today that God knows what you need even before you ask. God wants to bless you. Remember, God is faithful to heal. God is faithful to save. And God is faithful to deliver. Keep your eyes upon him, for the Lord will never let you down. He'll not leave nor forsake you. God bless you, and thank you again for listening to Trucking for Jesus.